ओम शांति। एक्चुअली टुडे माय डे स्टार्टेड विथ व्हाट आई टोल्ड डॉक्टर हीना। आई वांटेड टू कम अर्ली, वांटेड टू डू माय अमृतवेला वेरी स्ट्रांगफुली एंड आई मिस द बस। देन आई कॉल डॉक्टर हीना, आई आस्क सिस्टर चंपा इज ऑल्सो विथ यू और शी इज स्टिल इन द हॉस्पिटल। I was just trying ki some any vehicle, any sadhan can I get, and I waited in the hospital up to 4:30. Yes, 4:30, and then I was just remembering, okay, now this is a small kind of difficult situation. I want to reach that class because sir has given me the topic and people are waiting. I mean, Dr. Hina was also little enthusiastic. Arey, today is your topic and this thing. So I was little, then I got little shaky ki what will happen, how I will manage to reach the class. And ultimately I am missing the powerful, my Amrutvela in Madhuban. Huh? Yeah, Bhalu. Yes, there was that feeling of fear about Bhalu. Then ultimately I focused myself and I told my mind ki you are the daughter or child of the almighty authority. So I was saying ki yes, something will happen. And Tilak Bhai got up from the room and he dropped me at around 4:30. Okay, so today is my topic given is leapfrogging in Brahmin life. So leapfrogging, what is the meaning of leapfrogging? First we will see that. Leapfrogging is a game of small kids, and the game started in UK and since 16th century. Now the game is played across all over the world. Many names are there for that game in our country, India also. The game is known as Arki Ghodi, Parki Ghodi, and Marathi is something Shyam Bhai has mentioned on that day. So leapfrogging is a name of that game which is played by the children. And many of you might have played that game in the in your childhood. What is this game? This game is ultimately a group of children. I mean, it's not a single person game. So 4-5 children should play that game. Actually, we adult can also play that game. And in that game, one person bends down and form as a support, and that person's back forms as a support for other player to jump across that bended back. So the first player sits down, bends the back, and on a second player, he comes, he just take the support of the back with his hands and he climbs, he jumps over that person. And what happens, the remaining player, they do come running and they cross over the backs of the other people. So it is like jumping in the air. Okay, it is like crossing the obstructions in the path and jumping in the air. And after getting on the floor, sitting, taking the position of frog. So it is jumping across. So this is leapfrogging. But in general, we can say leapfrogging is crossing over, going beyond something, someone, and that this action should happen within seconds. Suddenly, we should do that action suddenly, quickly. So if we apply this leapfrogging in our Brahmin life, do you think, are we playing this game? What is your opinion? Do you think, are we playing this game of leapfrogging, crossing over, jumping over? Yes, no? Every Brahmin, right? So we are leapfrogging. Rather, in every moment, every second, we are leapfrogging. But we are leapfrogging what? That is very important. So, let us turn that leapfrogging in our Brahmin life. And whenever I interacted with some brothers, some sisters, I realized ki yes, at minor level, everybody is leapfrogging within the weaknesses inside. Everybody is trying to achieve something. Okay. Now, why are we doing something? We are here. We are sitting here. We are churning. What we are doing? We are churning the knowledge given by Baba. Why? Because to fulfill our intellect with the jewels of knowledge. Why we are doing it? Ultimately churning and getting, inculcating these jewels of knowledge given by the Srimad, given by the Avyakta Babdada's Murli. This all makes our intellect very much powerful, and ultimately we are getting more stabilization in the condition also. So when we enter in the Gyan, okay, after coming to the Gyan, what goals we got? That is very important. We get some goals. There are some goals in front of us. What is this? The goal is what? To become Lakshmi Narayan. But to become Lakshmi Narayan, we have to achieve some stage. What is this stage is? The stage is, we have to reach the stage of Nirakari to become a point. Second, Nirahankari, we should become ego-free. No, we should come out from that I consciousness. And third is to become Nirvikari. We should become free of vices. So this is the aim, motive behind what we are putting, what we are making efforts. We all are making efforts. This group is called as Tivra Purushathi group, and an intense effort making group. So we all are putting efforts, making efforts to achieve that 3N stage. That 3N is I only derived just to make the shortcut to have this three thing. So not necessarily we observe that whatever happening in our Brahmin life, whatever we are putting efforts to achieve that stage. Sometimes we may experience up and downs. Am I right? Everybody has experienced up and downs in our Brahmin life. Sometimes we will fly. We will be in the ascending stage. Ki, okay, everything is just, I am getting detached from everything. I have become free of vices. I am able to, now I have controlled my anger. I have controlled my fear also. Okay. So that stage, at that stage, we will enjoy something else also, right? So what we will enjoy at that time? We will enjoy the extreme happiness. Am I right? We will enjoy the extreme peace. We will enjoy the extreme enthusiasm, right? And we will feel, yes, I am absolutely flying. I have become like an angel. And whatever difficulties I am facing in my life, I am not now considering all these difficulties as obstacles. These all difficulties are not hurting me. I am taking this as a sightseeing. I am taking it as a casual thing. But sometimes it happens. Suddenly we descend down. Okay. Something goes wrong. And the something, maybe we will definitely check what is this something. What makes us to become shaky. Okay. Something goes wrong. And suddenly we understand ki we are descending down. My stage is not where I was before 2 days or before 1 day. So that disturbance may occur, and I think everybody might have gone experienced that disturbance. Ki, okay, yesterday I was at the better level and suddenly what went wrong? So experiencing that disturbance in our stage, coming down, descending down to the lower stage, coming to the standstill position is obstacles which we are facing in our Brahmin life. And when we experience, yes, my stage is descent down, I am at the standstill level. Standstill level means, okay, just 2 days back I received a call from my friend, and she was telling ki I got so upset with one wasteful thought ki my brother didn't tell, one of her long distance brother didn't tell my friend ki okay, the sister's marriage is the marriage is fixed one of the relative of my friend. And she realized ki okay, everybody around the family was aware of the situation ki okay, this is going to happen, and only she realized ki she was the only person to whom it was not told, and that got hurted her, and she became so restless, and she was asking me, what should I do? I was experiencing that stage of 7 stability stage. And suddenly what happened, I came to zero level. So it means ki that deha, abhiman, body consciousness is still within me. So much things I have to work hard. We should not say ki okay, we have attained that level of better position, ki we are flying now. So she realized that things, the same thing we are also experiencing. So what are these things? We may sometime get deviated with some wasteful thoughts. Wasteful thoughts are not necessarily about our colleagues, about our sisters, brothers. But sometimes these wasteful thoughts are from our past also, from our present also. We are sharing the room. Sometimes our roommates may pull our legs. They may make some comments, ki are, you are getting early, so you are putting your efforts intensely. And why you are doing all these things? You are not getting tired and all. These comments we will receive in Brahmin life also. And when we think about experience ourselves in the Laukik family, definitely our Laukik family members, they will also pull our leg. Ki, okay, why you are getting so early? Your health will get hampered. Then sometimes these people will say, ki, are, why you are not having food outside? Once you can try it, actually it is very difficult when we have to stay in the group or we have to stay in the relatives. So such kind of the pulling of legs we may experience. Then wasteful thinking may occur about our past, ki something might have hurted us in the past, and suddenly our mind will go in that past, and we start thinking about reanalyzing the situations. Okay, so these are the wasteful thoughts. And sometimes we see some Brahmin sisters, brothers. We are understanding, ki, okay, something is going wrong with them, some actions, the way they are behaving. We feel, ki, okay, they should put their effort to remove that weaknesses. And unnecessarily, there was no need. Actually, it is not our business to, you know, point their weak points. But still, our mind will get engaged within their weaknesses. And we will see ki these people should put some effort to remove their weaknesses. So these wasteful thoughts will just create a storm within our mind, and our energy will get wasted. Sometimes what happens, we go in the body conscious state. Aham will get triggered. We feel ki yes, I should be valued. My efforts, whatever I am doing, the seva, it should be glorified and etc., etc. So, expectations will be like, ki somebody should consider me, somebody should appraise me. So that ego conscious level will enter. Then we will start thinking about our body. Okay, I am not well. Let us bang the amrutvela like that. This may happen. And this may happen with us every time. Then what other things? We may get disturbed with others purusharth, seeing their purusharth. My God, so much effort they are putting like this. It happens, am I right? Hota hai na, aisa. So all these things somewhere disturbs our stage. Somewhere disturbs our prapti, attainments. So we have to work on that. So how can we cross over it? How can we ensure that I will remain stable? I will not get disturbed. I will not get shaken while observing, while going ahead in my Brahmin life. So definitely Baba has given a great knowledge, and I have done my management. So if I apply this management principle, I think Baba has applied it so nicely. I mean, whatever these management sciences are saying, it's all is within our Murlis. So let us see, actually prevention is better than cure. So if we start thinking about preventing, not to go in all these wasteful things, we will, we have to identify certain tricks Baba has given. So let us discuss that tricks which will help us to come out of these situations and to remain stable, to maintain our sthiti. First is Shrimat. What is Shrimat? Shrimat is Baba's direction. Shrimat we have to follow. We have to adhere. We have to stick ourselves with the Shrimat. And if we are going to follow others' opinion. If we are going to follow, behave with our own thinking, definitely we are going to descend down. So adherence with the Srimad is very important. Second, what Baba is saying. Baba said ki obstacles are coming. Okay, these problematic situations are there in our laukik life without, when we won't be in a gyan, and the problematic situation will be there in laukik life also. But sometimes we may fail, sometimes we may race ahead. When we will be failed, we have to remember one sentence, failure is the first step of success. So we should take obstacles very positively. Obstacles are not coming to pull down our stage, but obstacles are there to give some lessons. And what Baba has said, rather Baba has given us the elevated stage. He has encouraged ourselves, saying ki when you are about to reach that complete stage, obstacles are going to attack you. Because obstacles created by whom? It is Maya who is playing its role. And if we consider the time factor, now we are at the end of the Kali Yuga. We are, so the time, yes? So we are at the extreme end of the time. So ultimately Maya is going to be present with her extreme end. And somewhere Baba has also mentioned ki Maya is my daughter. I am sending Maya to take your exams. So Maya is going to come, has to come, and she is going to take our exams. But we have to remain steady. We have to take it as a positive opportunity to succeed ahead, to reach that flying stage of angel. So Maya is going to enter, Maya is going to attack. Now we all have moved ahead. We are at a better position ki we are conquered our anger. We are other vices also quite under our control. If we, I was having some ego. Yes, I am trying to remain myself as a down to earth. No, I have to give the same treatment to the Brahmin family members, and I have to give the same treatment with those workers who are not in the gyan. I mean, I am trying to put myself. I am trying to maintain myself at the level of from where I should give my divine love, my divine compassion with the same kind of the energy. There should not be any discrimination. I am putting that effort, definitely. I am sharing you people my purusharthaam. So we all have moved ahead, but ultimately do you think ki sometimes this Maya attacks us with that form which we might are not aware, right? 15 days back, one Mugli was there. Baba was saying ki we should give badhai and vidai also. What was that farewell did of Maya? I mean, Maya is going to play, Maya is going to attack with small, minor, subtle forms. So we should make aware that yes, this is Maya entering. Some example, in that case, yes, to understand Maya, we have to fulfill ourselves with all powers, 8 powers. And the main power is decision making, the power of control, which is going to play very, very important role in this. Because if we are understanding, my mind is getting deviated to see others, okay. So immediately if I am going to bring my controlling power into actions, my power will say, hey, mind, what are you doing? You are deviating yourself to the wasteful things. What Baba Srimad is telling you, you should not engage yourself in wasteful situations. So if we will become so much alert, I think we will succeed to against this wasteful thoughts to come into our mind. And mind is going to play, because mind is having the control over our body. If our mind is very stubborn about accepting wasteful thoughts, definitely we will conquer ahead in that problematic wasteful situation. What else Baba is saying? Baba said ki you have to remain in that subtle stage of bindu, point, to be a point of light. Why it is important? We all have experienced ki during meditation we try to become bodiless. We try to become in the in front of Shiv Baba, in front of that subtle region, and as a stage of point of bindu. So that becoming bindu is making us detach from surrounding situations. So we have to practice that stage of remaining in Bindu, which will make us light. He is giving one nice example of kite. Well, a kite, when we flow the kite is light. That's why the kite is very easily flow in the air. So the same way, so much we will become, make ourselves lighter. What we experience, it will be very easy for us to detach ourselves from the surroundings. Next, what he is saying, you should become a detached observer. So detached observer is when we are in a stage of that point, it will make us, yes, this is not the situation. I mean, the same we can apply with our Brahmin life. Something is going wrong. We are seeing some sisters, brothers, our Laukik divine family, and we are getting upset with their behaviors. But in that case, sometimes we may feel ki we should go to them, we should tell them ki whatever you are doing, please control. I mean, you are wasting your time. You sincerely putting efforts. Try to remove that weaknesses within yourself. This may happen. And but in that case, we should control ourselves. We should see as a detached observer ki okay, it's none of my business to go and tell them. It is a part of drama. Drama is playing its role and these people are playing their part in the drama. So it is their part. I should not disturb them. I just want to explain, tell you my example. I had come here in the month of July to attend Mind Body Medicine conference. I was with a group of doctors. Some doctors are with their families also, with their kids. And what happened ki our instrumental soul took us to meet Dr. Banarasi Bhaiji. So we all were in front of Banarasi Bhaiji. And I had met Banarasi Bhaiji. He had asked me ki what service you are doing in the hospital. So please come one day down in Shantivan and whatever you are giving guidelines, just discuss with the people there. So I had a meeting with Banarasi Bhaiji. And what happened, that soul, instrument soul started giving introduction about every soul within that 15-20 groups. And that soul initially missed me. Then we realized ki it was not missed. I was not missed. She ignored me. Then second round come, she introduced about the kids of the doctors also. Okay, then I started feeling little shaky in my mind ki why, what is this happening? Then I suddenly made myself detached from that situation. I was talking to my mind. I told my mind ki, see, why you are here? You are not here for that instrumental soul. You are here for only for the sake of Baba. So you should not get disturbed what the soul is playing. What the soul is playing, it's her role or his role in the drama. And I was saying Baba ki, Baba, it is your responsibility to ensure that your child should not get ignored. And my colleagues, they were quite senior and they were trying to get the opportunity. They should say something about me. They should say something. It happened once, twice. And they failed to get the opportunity because Banarasi Bhaiji was just going on talking. And suddenly at the end, they just say, ki, okay, like that, they made the hand. And Banarasi Bhaiji told, ki, I know her. She is offering seva here only. She is staying here only. So see, I was with Baba, I have surrendered him, I made trustee at that time, and I, whatever hulchal, whatever disturbances I was having in my mind, I completely gave it to Baba. Okay, so what he did, he played his role, he didn't made his child ignored, and he taken care of me. I mean, this is such a, touching example and which increased my faith with Baba and made me very close with Baba. So, the third point is like ki we have to become trustee, surrendering our all worries in all situations. At the same time, we have to become a detached observer also. So, if we will apply these things, we will become, just 5 minutes. Then what else Baba is saying? We have to transform ourselves. What we have to transform? We have to transform our bad habits like anger, then all the things. If we are going to succeed in transforming ourselves, when we will come across with the bad habits of other Brahmin people, we realize ki okay, I was also like that. these people are working, so I have to remain quiet. They are also in a process of changing their sanskara. So this understanding will be generated within me. Then second, what will happen? I have to apply the drama. It is a part of drama, saying that what these people are doing, what these souls are doing, is they are simply clearing the accounts of their karmas. Not necessarily this birth, I played wrongly with them, I behaved wrongly with them. This might be the account clearing of my actions, reactions of my previous births. Because this is an example Sister Shivani has been giving. And I think when we apply this, it makes us very easy to detach these from these situations. Then we have to be always in the remembrance of Baba. When the Almighty authority is with us, there is no need we should get shaky, we should not get feared. So in last Sunday's Mudli, Baba said ki, no, you should eat with me, you should listen my music, you should dance with me. So this is how we have to give our hand to Baba, and every moment we have to experience his company. And he is like ki, the company is like that ki, it is eternal, it is not going to end. So just ensure that yes, who we are the master of Almighty authority. So this slogan, this swaman is going to encourage ourselves to handle these tricky situations. Then giving respect is very important with our colleagues. If we will give respect our colleagues, definitely we will get respect from them. And then we will apply, okay, something is going wrong. I realized ki my Amrit Vela is not getting well. I am not able to maintain my stage. What we are supposed to do? We should not get frustrated. Either we can approach our senior colleagues, we can discuss with them just to seek the inspiration from their intense effort making. We can do that. Or otherwise we have to analyze what is making us to withdraw from that stage of stability. And we have to identify, list these weak points, and then we have to apply certain measures ki, okay, this is wasteful thoughts, then I have to fill my mind with pure thoughts. Then I have to go back to the Murlis, take some creatures of knowledge, I have to imbibe myself with the knowledge, and then I have to play. I have to play with that attack of Maya. So if we will apply all this knowledge and we will fulfill with courage, we will inculcate all these divine virtues within us, like courage, enthusiasm, faith in Baba, and when we will imbibe ourselves, yes, we are the master Almighty authority, definitely it will be very easy for us to leapfrog all these problematic hurdles, hindrance in our Tivra Purusharthi. Okay, Om Shanti.